This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. People are still trying to absorb the impact of the devastating events at a gay nightclub in Orlando early Sunday morning. A gunman armed with a legally purchased assault rifle and semi-automatic handgun killed 49 people before being shot and killed by police. This is a terrorist attack by someone who apparently self-radicalized and pledged allegiance to the terrorist group ISIS, and it's a hate crime, with reports the gunman became angry after seeing two men kissing. In the studio is David Bentland, president of the Prairie Pride Coalition, which is dedicated to the implementation of full civil rights protections for gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgendered people. The PPC held its annual family reunion picnic at Underwood Park in Normal yesterday. David, thanks for your time today, and thanks for joining us on Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Mike.
We want to hear from you. This is your chance to express what you're feeling or talk with David Bentland by calling 309-438-8910. David, what was the mood at the picnic yesterday?
Well, this was the 19th annual version of our picnic, and the mood was more somber than usual, as to be expected. For a moment, we wondered about how to proceed with the day.
Or whether to proceed?
Whether to proceed, right. Because it was such a devastating event that happened in Orlando, and we wanted to do the right thing for our community, to honor those who were killed and victimized in Orlando, and we decided that the best thing to do was to proceed and to use the time to just spend together, to be in alliance and allegiance together, to hold each other, to talk with each other, to kind of decompose ourselves and just talk about the situation and be together in solidarity.
And the community gathers tonight at the Bistro in downtown Bloomington. What happens in downtown Bloomington tonight?
Yes, a candlelight vigil is taking place. It will begin at 7 p.m. We'll be meeting in front of the Bistro at 316 North Main Street in downtown Bloomington. We'll be walking around the courthouse square, and then we will proceed to Withers Park, where there will be a short program with some featured speakers.
309-438-8910 is the number to call to join this conversation. Yesterday, you posted on Facebook that you were mad and sad at the same time. What are you feeling today?
Feeling a little more hopeful. I think in a report that you just aired, you were talking about the candlelight vigil that took place in Chicago last night, and the report mentioned that it was mostly gay people who attended that. I am struck by the number of straight supporters who have come out in this community to support our local community and to show their allegiance and solidarity and to be with us and support us through all of this. And I imagine that tonight at our vigil, there will be a good number of straight supporters in addition to large numbers of the LGBTQ community.
And that's what's giving you hope today, or a more hopeful feeling, is non-gay people expressing support or condolences.
It does. Knowing that they are publicly voicing that this will not stand, it means a lot to our community.
David, the shooting happened at a place where gay people might feel the safest. Can you talk a little bit about the gay nightclub in gay culture? This is a gathering place, a safe haven, historically a place that served as a center of gay culture and one of the few places LGBT people could openly socialize.
It's interesting, everything that happened this weekend in a lot of ways. I am not a regular bar goer, but we actually had a Pride Month happy hour at the Bistro Friday evening, and we opened the doors and had a good number of people there. And you're right, the LGBT community, early on especially, received a lot of support through the gay bar culture, because there were so few places that we could go where we could feel welcome and accepted and comfortable.
I mean, in the 60s, 70s, even the 80s, walking around on the street holding hands or embracing someone of the same sex was just, you know, that was a head turner, you know, not so much anymore, but,
right.
The gay nightclub was a place where that could take place, that kind of affection or just sitting down and talking with somebody who has the same feelings that you do.
And even to this day, Mike, I mean, if there's a couple here in town that want to be openly affectionate with each other, holding their hands, kissing in public, places like the Bistro and gay bars are still about the only place where they can really feel comfortable and be themselves in that way.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy talking with David Bentland with the Prairie Pride Coalition. We want to hear from you. Phone lines are open at 309-438-8910. There may have been a near tragedy in California. Authorities intercepted an Indiana man with weapons, ammunition, and explosive-making materials in his car, and apparent plans to attend the L.A. Pride Festival in West Hollywood. Let's talk about the current conversation in America targeting Muslims, targeting Hispanics. Is the current dialogue in this country making it easier for those to hate to actually take action, giving them an excuse to take action?
That's possible. I think that whenever you have that heightened sense of rhetoric, that it does encourage the extreme elements in any population, in any community, to take that extra step towards violence and irrationality and bigotry. And so I think that there is a climate now. I think that there, especially this year with the presidential campaign and so many other things that are happening in our society, there is an environment where it seems to be less wrong to publicly berate, minimize, discriminate against people, whether it's based on their sexual orientation, on their gender identity, any number of things. It seems like in a lot of ways there's an open season.
And not a large step to take further action, perhaps.
That's correct. I mean, if you come across somebody who has a history of mental illness, who hears these things, that's the next step that they need to take, that next step.
How do events like this affect individuals psychologically, individuals who are only associated with this event because they are gay or lesbian? Is there a need for counseling locally, or do you think if there is a need for counseling locally or just a need to talk, where does someone turn?
Well, we're lucky in that we do know of local counselors who specialize in working with the LGBTQ community members. If they're having issues with coming out, issues with family, things like that, there are counselors here in town that provide that service. I was having a conversation yesterday at the picnic, and I think what concerns a lot of us is how this affects our younger LGBTQ community. A lot of us who are older, who have been through things like Stonewall, the assassination of Harvey Milk, the AIDS crisis, you know, we've kind of become, our nerves have been sort of steeled by some of those events. Whereas some of the younger generation, this really has, in some ways, a greater impact on them. And we want to be certain that we have the services available to them and the support available to them to help them through this.
You mentioned to me that you thought this might be this generation's Stonewall.
I do, and I thought long and hard before I said that, because I don't want to equate the two exactly, mm-hmm. but I think that sometimes a certain event defines a community, and I don't want our community to be defined by this tragedy, but I want us to be defined by what we do in response to this tragedy, because there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. I was here earlier a few months ago talking about marriage equality and the great gains that we've achieved in that area. You know, we've got gays in the military. We've got so many other benefits and laws that we didn't have before. But at the end of the day, violence like this still persists, and there's still so much work to do. Whether you're talking about, you know, heightened services for people who are mentally ill, whether you're talking about sensible gun laws, whether you're talking about simple social justice for the LGBTQ community, there's just so much more that needs to be done.
If somebody, a member of the LGBTQ community, needs to talk to somebody, is the Prairie Pride Coalition a good place to start?
It's a good place to start. You know, we are affiliated loosely with the statewide organization, Equality Illinois, which is in Chicago. We work with them to try to do a lot of programs that help make our community a better place to be. So I think that we're a good place to start. You know, I've mentioned Jan Lancaster down at the Bistro. She's been a longtime activist in the community. She's another point person who can provide a great deal of support to our community.
Do you think this was an accident that it happened during Gay Pride Month?
I haven't thought a lot about that. I guess I just looked at it as a tragedy no matter when it occurred.
And how might it change this month in future years, do you think?
Well, I think it'll leave its mark. You know, June has been our annual Pride Month because of the Stonewall riots that took place in 1969. That was what is recognized as the formal beginning of the modern LGBTQ rights movement. I think that it'll be hard at first to overcome this date for a lot of people. But as I said, I don't want us to be defined by what happened, but I want us to be defined by what we do in response to that and to be galvanized by it.
It's unclear whether everyone in the nightclub was openly gay. Does this kind of hate crime inhibit or empower individuals to come out?
Again, speaking to the younger generations who are going through some of these issues about coming out and acceptance, it could be a deterrent if we're not able to get to them to reinforce that this was an aberration, that the vast majority of people in our society are accepting and are welcoming of them. It could be a deterrent. Yes.
Again, there's a vigil tonight at 7 p.m. at the Bistro in downtown Bloomington. This is a not in our town community. Both communities adopted human rights ordinances decades ago outlawing discrimination based on sexual orientation. Where is Bloomington normal on the hate scale, do you think?
I think that things are improving here. I've been in Bloomington Normal since 1980, and I remember back in the 90s when the first iteration of Not in Our Town was established, and at that time it was pretty much limited to issues of racial justice. And there was a bit of a hubbub between the communities about that, the fact that it was fairly narrow in focus. But this latest iteration, the Not in Our Town folks have been front and center in their support of us, even before this that happened in Orlando. They wanted to be very inclusive to address the issues that are important to us, as well as the other minority communities in Bloomington Normal. So I think that in a lot of ways, we are doing well in this community. You said we do have the ordinances, and that's a benefit to us. So I think that we're on the right track.
Okay, David, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike.
David Bentlin is on the Prairie Pride Coalition board. The Prairie Pride Coalition is a group dedicated to the implementation of full civil rights protections for gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgendered people.